This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I was thinking of Mary and Joseph as they were on that trip to fulfill the government's requirement that they be registered for tax purposes. And Joseph had to go to his ancestral home in that little town called Bethlehem. And poor Mary was quite pregnant. And you can imagine they had come to town and they were looking for a room, a place, because it was probably imminent that she was going to have the baby, whether Mary's water broke, and all the no vacancy signs went up. I don't know if word went out, "Oh, this poor family is here. God help us if that baby's born while they're at the hotel, will they ever leave?" You know, you wonder. But there was no room for them where people lodged. And you know, still there's no room for Christ in the life of a lot of us. For different reasons, we're too busy. I think sometimes we're full of ourselves, full of pride. Pride's the worst sin. Pride is when it's a false sense of security that I don't need anybody, I don't need God, I'm self-made. That's an illusion. So many people feel an inferiority and they compensate in many strange ways. There's something about humility, realizing we don't have it all together, realizing that there's stuff within us that needs to be remedied or healed. These are the people that Christ came, because it's in our brokenness that we let God in, whether it's our broken heart, our disillusionment. It's an in, it's a break, so God can penetrate our inner soul. And we've got to let him in, because God honors our freedom. And if we want to keep him out, he'll stay out. And I don't think it's any mistake. Jesus was born among the animals. That was his first audience. Mary, Joseph, and the cattle or whatever was in that barn. I think God honored his creation. And then the first people who came and worshiped were the shepherds. They were very poor people. If you were a shepherd, anyone could get a job as a shepherd. And they were the people who came to see the newborn king. And they worshiped. And poor Mary and Joseph had taken it in. This child of theirs. And they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes were like little strips of material. They didn't even have a receiving blanket. They were so poor. They put little pieces of cloth together. But that's how God came among us, as a vulnerable baby, innocent. I hope in the next few weeks before Christmas that we open ourselves to God's Spirit, like John the Baptist came to the Jewish people asking them to repent, to admit their sinfulness. Because when we admit our sinfulness, the fact that we don't have it together, that's when God can do his best work and be present within us. That he'll heal us. He'll fill us with his love. He'll give us whatever we need. That's his gift. It's not material. It's something very, very tangible, spiritual. It's love. He wants all of us to be full of love. God created us for love, to love and to be loved. And if we can do that, then I think we're fulfilling our vocation as human beings. And as St. Paul tells us, to welcome one another. It's so important to welcome one another, the gift of hospitality. And I think it's so beautiful at this time of the year where so many people have open houses, have little get-togethers, to show friendship, to show welcome. I think that's so important, even in the church. After Mass today, we have coffee and donuts in the parish hall. It's just coincidental, but again, hospitality is very, very important, that we show that, that we welcome one another, because none of us are perfect, but we're on the road and we're here to help one another. I think that's so, so important. One time I was in New Orleans for the Mardi Gras years ago when I had more energy and excitement. But I remember watching one of the parades, and there were a lot of fun. And then we were in front of a house. And when the parade ended, the people came out and opened the doors and invited everybody into their house. They didn't know me from Adam. I was with Father Ed. And we went in and they had all this food, and I thought, this is what heaven must be like. People welcome you. They were there, we had a lot of fun. And I hope that during this Christmas, Advent Christmas season, that we experience the joy of our family, friends, and to know that God welcomes us. He said, I came for sinners. I came for the lost. I came for the broken. To heal the brokenhearted. You know, and there's a lot of people have broken hearts. And that might be your gift to the Lord. Your disappointment, your hurt. Give it to God. Your sin, my sin. Give it to God. Give it to Christ. He died to redeem us. And he'll fill us with his grace. It's the miracle. It's the gift of Christmas. And I believe we need to be renewed. We have to constantly be renewed. You know, we're not baptized in the Jordan River. We have been baptized once, but I think we renew that baptism and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because God wants all of us to be born again spiritually. There's a physical birth, but then there's a spiritual rebirth, and that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I hope we are a good home to the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit will manifest himself through us to build up the body, to build up the church, and to make Christ alive again, to be born in our world. He's born through us. When we leave this church, we bring Christ literally from the Eucharist in our heart. We bring him into the world. May he feed us and nourish us so that we might really experience the joy of what the season's all about.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.